I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. We got a lot to talk about. We got a big win again from the Blackhawks this weekend. They just keep rolling and rolling right now. And we also got big news on the trade rumor front, especially when it comes to Patrick Kane, which we're going to get into right now. So before the Blackhawks and San Jose game, Patrick Kane was reported to sit out that game because of the New York Ranger trade rumors right now. Now, look, the right wing Patrick Kane was reported not going to be playing on the team's road game against the San Jose Sharks on Saturday evening, it was announced. Now, it was reported by TSN that the provider remarks from Kane's agent was quoted by saying this: "Based on the current status of Patrick Kane's situation, we collectively felt that it was more appropriate to have him not play during this period of reflection." And he also reported that the Rangers and the Blackhawks continue to work on a structure of a potential trade in the meantime while awaiting Kane's decision. Now, it still shows that Kane holds a no movement trade clause. But I would say it's momentum towards him being dealt to the New York Rangers. Remember, we've been saying, are the Rangers out? You feel like that's his top choice. I feel like that's his only choice. Maybe Toronto a little bit. But I think that's why he was so undecided right now, because of the fact, like, well, if I'm not going to the Rangers and they made a trade, then I might as well just weigh it out and stay here. But here's what's been reported. Prior to the game, there's mutual interest between Patrick Kane and the New York Rangers, and the momentum is building. As long as New York clears cap space and has to find a third-party broker, and the expectation is that a deal is going to get done. While Kane yields his no-trade clause power, Chicago takes whatever return the Rangers is willing to give them. Now, I would say Cal Davison is really good on his previous trades. He looked like he has a set price for what he wants, and if he don't get that set price, then he doesn't do the trade. So this one's really different, maybe because it's Patrick Kane. He's a star. He's the face of the franchise. One of the faces, we should say. But with that being said, he does hold all the power with his no movement clause. So the fact that he has a no trade clause in it, he could pretty much veto any trade. So he has to waive that in order to get traded. So with that being said, with teams probably knowing that Patrick Kane has the power, what would you give up in return to get a Patrick Kane? Now, remember, we want first round picks here, and it's going to be kind of tough because he has so much money on the salary cap for teams. So that's going to be tough in itself right there. So with that being said, what are the Rangers going to give up? What are you going to get? A third round pick, a second round pick, a conditional pick? Like, it's something, some young prospects. So it's very interesting to see what will happen in this trade rumor. But it looks like since he's going to be away, I think he's going to take some time, and you're probably not going to see him. And I think that was the last time you probably saw Patrick Kane in a Blackhawks uniform, because it looks like if he waives his no trade, he's good as gone. And the Blackhawks was not done there yet. They also held out a couple of forwards due to roster management purposes, was the quote, meaning that those people might be a part of a trade or a package with the Patrick Kane move probably as well. So we're going to see what happens with that as well. But another noticeable player who was held out due to roster management purposes was Sam Lafferty, who was also listed to not play against the San Jose Sharks. And the reason for it is probably because the trade deadline is approaching, and it appears that Sam Lafferty is on his way to a new team as well. Now, the forward already sat out because of trade related reasons. So they also listed roster management purpose reasons and trade related reasons. We're pretty much saying we're trying to trade him. We're going to see if we can get him as a part of this trade too as well. So it's going to see if he's gone as well. So with that, you got two players that might be gone, and it's interesting to see what you're going to get back for those. Now, if you don't know, Lafferty right now has 21 points in 51 games so far this season, right? And right now he's been a penalty killer right now and a bottom six player for the Blackhawks right now. Now, despite the high asking price, it appears Lafferty is drawing a lot of interest, not only because he's been good for the Hawks since he was acquired from the Pittsburgh Penguins, he's also under a reasonable contract right now, which is only $1.15 million this season and next season. So having an additional year on this contract does add the value. You're not getting a rental player like Patrick Kane. You're getting this player for this season and next season as well, which means a lot of contending teams would like the likes of Sam Lafferty. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens on March 3rd, because now you're going to wait the decision of Patrick Kane, which could come at any day now or in any minute right now, I should add. And then you got Sam Lafferty, who they look like they're definitely trying to trade. And there's among others that they might try to package in a deal too to get more draft picks and more draft capital to help out this Blackhawks team. Now, before all that happened, you had all that big news. It's like always some big news, and then here's the game. The game did happen over the weekend, Saturday night, as the Chicago Blackhawks took on the San Jose Sharks. Now, it was a good game right off the top because you had David Guss come in, scored a goal right away in the first period, which, by the way, was his first goal in his NHL debut. So, congrats to David Guss for that one. Now, the Sharks did respond in that one. The Blackhawks scored again, and the Sharks back responded. So, you had a 2-2 game in the first period. Now, the second period, nothing really happened right now, but then you had the great Max Domi come in the third period and score. But as the game looked like it was going to an end and Blackhawks going to have a win, the Sharks did score with 17 minutes into the third period. So with that being said, it was a tie game. We had a shootout, and luckily the Blackhawks did take that win and win that game. The key things here in this game was David Guss scoring in his NHL debut was a big thing. Max Domi out there extending his point streak to 6 games right now, and a beautiful Hawks win. The main thing that you have to look at overall in this game was the overall stats and see who won. Now, shot attempts actually favored the San Jose Sharks right now. They was favored in that one, 80-6 in that one. Now, shots on goal was 48-35 advantage San Jose Sharks. And then 5-on-5 scoring chances was 38-17. San Jose had that one too. And then 5-on-5 high danger chances was 17-9. San Jose won that one. So it looks like overall, San Jose had a lot of opportunities to win this game. It just so happened that the shots that the Blackhawks did take end up being some key goal scores, and that's what helped them. They did exactly what they had here. Now, granted, I've always been saying the key to every game for them to win, they got to score at least a minimum of 3 goals per game. Now, they did get 4 overall in this one, so that was key. And you also won Max Domi to dominate, and you won vintage Patrick Kane. Now, you didn't have Patrick Kane here, but the other stepped up as well, like a David Guss stepped up for the Blackhawks. So it was overall a great win for this team. Now with this right now that sits for them, before they enter the game, they have now a 5-game winning streak for the Blackhawks right now. Their current standings going into the week right now, they played a total of 58 games, and their current record right now currently sits at 21-32-5. They scored a total of 47 points right now in this game, and they're currently on a 5-game winning streak. Now, right now, they're still the second worst team in the Western Conference, but they're slowly creeping up on the San Jose Sharks, who they just recently beat now. So right now, they're currently looking like now the third worst team in the NHL right now. So you're still, even with these wins and the high value of certain players who've been stepping up during this trade value, you're still in the running for Connor Bedard. But the more wins you get, the more it's going to be tough to get the likes of him. And I've been a big fan of getting Connor Bedard because he would kind of speed up this rebuild. You don't want to sit here and wait 4 to 5 years for finally a contending team. You want this to kind of pick up a little bit. And if you get the likes of a once-in-a-lifetime star in Connor Bedard, who's getting all the hype coming in, then it's going to better your chances overall with this rebuild and restart the Hawks season to be great again, so we don't have to live through this misery like we're living right now in this season. Even though these 5 games has been the most exciting period of Blackhawks hockey this whole season. So it's been really wonderful to see, and it's happening kind of at the right time with the trade deadline market coming in to help out this value of players for the Blackhawks. Now, they get ready for their next matchup against the Anaheim Ducks later on tonight in a good West Coast matchup right now. Now, this is a team they just recently passed, because right now, the Ducks' record in 60 games played has a record of 19-34-7. They only scored a total of 45 points, but this team is currently on a 2-game winning streak. So, this is going to be a very interesting matchup right now, because the Ducks right now are the worst team in the Western Conference. Before we even started this podcast, the Blackhawks was worse, but this 5-game winning streak has helped them jump over the Anaheim Ducks. So how will the Ducks respond to this? I don't expect Patrick Kane and Sam Lafferty to probably play for this one either. I'll be shocked if they do. But overall, their head-to-head matchup now, the Blackhawks are 1-0-1, while the Anaheim Ducks right now are 1-1. So overall, this is going to be very interesting. The last 10 games right now, the Blackhawks have been on fire. They've been 6-3-1, while the Anaheim Ducks has been 3-5-2. So overall, you got to look at this matchup right now. You got to score a minimum of 3 goals in this game. Now, right now, the Blackhawks average 2.5 goals per game, while the Anaheim Ducks are dead last right now, averaging the same amount, 2.5. So they're right now the two worst teams. So you got to just, whoever scores three goals look like they're going to win this game. The difference here is the Ducks allow the most goals overall in the NHL. They're dead last. They average around 4 goals that they give up a game. So you can score 3 to 4 goals in this game, and this should be a team that you should definitely beat. But it's going to be a very interesting game to see what happens between these two teams and the Blackhawks on the trade deadline too, because they're definitely not done trading. We hear in the likes of Patrick Kane, Sam Lafferty, and others. And speaking of the others, the Blackhawks did make a trade by trading one of the others. They traded their defenseman, Jack Johnson, back to the Colorado Avalanche. The team announced this Sunday evening. Now Johnson reunites where he won a Stanley Cup at last season. In return, the Blackhawks require a player by the name of Andreas Englund. Now he's the Swedish defenseman. He led the Avalanche with 105 hits and 3 assists in 36 games of the season while averaging 11 minutes and 15 seconds of ice time. Now he's 27. He is expected to join the Blackhawks for the rest of the road trip. He is set to become an unrestricted free agent once the season ends. Right now his current cap hit is at $750,000 right now. So this is overall good for Johnson. You log the guy with the second most ice time for the Blackhawks, and now he gets to go back with his former team and be with a competitive type of team that can probably do some noise in the NHL playoffs. So that's a good move. So what does this mean overall for the Blackhawks? We'll find out and see what other moves that might happen, especially this week. The Blackhawks should be very, very busy because they're trading the others, and we haven't even got to the big names yet. So I'm very intrigued to see what happens next. This has been another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. Until next time.